Hello, you're tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly news radio. I'm Arthur Cherith, your host, and with me is...
James Steinler, Arthur Cherith's co-host. happy to be here with you, Arthur. Thanks for joining again. As I know I say this every time, but you are certainly becoming a regular voice on Everything Under the Sun. And I'm glad to be in the studio with you because it's been a few weeks since I've been in, so... and in case you haven't picked up a copy, you can find a copy of this week's Soper Sun up and down the Roaring Fork Valley at a yellow newsstand near you. And this week on Everything Under the Sun, we're going to be highlighting the page 5 story by none other than Mickey Jones about a new production company in the valley, started by locals and highlighting local musicians of a different genre than we are used to. It's the McMission Presents LLC. And we got in the studio with us the founders, Sarah and Mark McMillan. How are you guys?
Yo, what up? This is Sarah, a.k.a. Serenade, as you know me on KDNK.
Hey there, Mark McMillan here. Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. And Mark McMillan, I know you go by Heady Hooligan here at KDNK.
That is correct. Yeah, that is my DJ name here at the station. Thursdays, I host Beat Garden, Thursdays at 11 p.m., actually tonight. And that is perfect. Also my musician name, my musical project, Heady Hooligan, which I am one of the artists under McMission Presents as well.
Okay, fantastic.
I wanted to correct you, James. We're not
Please, a production company.
We're an artist management and promotional company. Yeah, that is us.
Thank you. And I do often fumble my words. Sometimes I find
It's like there's so much to music and so many different companies within music. So, yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. And we also have in here Mr. Brendan Girardo. How are you, Brendan?
Hey, I'm well. How are you, James?
I'm doing well. Another KDNK regular and the executive director of Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. Yeah. And what, Brendan, just jumping right into it, what is your relation with McMission?
Well, I am a beat maker and producer, so I've been making instrumental hip-hop for a long time. And yeah, I am lucky enough to be one of the artists featured on McMission. So Sarah and Mark were kind enough to extend me this opportunity. They're helping me and the other artists find shows, just kind of getting a movement started here in our community. And like you said, in a genre that we don't really have a lot of representation of here in the Roaring Fork Valley. So
totally. And we're going to get a bit into that genre, but you're born and raised local, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Grew up here. This is my home. I love it. So
yeah, that's so cool. And music has always been a big part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I was just raised with music surrounding me, and that definitely influenced everything, you know, that I do and everything in my life, but it definitely led me to kind of my current art form, which is sample-based hip-hop beat-making and things like that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I've heard some of your beat-making even over the airwaves before, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. If you tune into the As Yet programs, a lot of times I'm sneaking my production into the PSAs and things like that as little, you know, music beds and loops. I feel like it fits well, and I don't know, it's a good opportunity to get it out there.
That's awesome. And so cool that there's this, that McMission is here now to help get you in front of crowds and other artists as well in front of crowds and into different venues. So really exciting. Sarah and Mark, you two are both, you're married and have co-founded McMission Presents.
Yes. As of the 13th, we're 7 years married, so.
Hey. October 13th.
October 13th,
awesome.
Yeah. It wasn't a Friday, but it might as well have been.
Oh, yeah.
but, yeah.
Great. And, Mark, let's go ahead and start with you just to get a bit of your background. Where did you grow up? How long have you been in Carbondale?
Yeah. I was born in Grand Junction, actually.
Not far at all.
No, not far at all. That's where else, my brother's family and my parents live out there as well, Fruiter and Grand Junction. But I grew up mostly in South Denver, the southern suburbs of Denver. And I think that's where I got a lot of exposure to music. That's kind of where I cut my teeth. Went to so many shows downtown in high school. It's kind of my religion, and it just never stopped. I went to music school at University of Colorado, Denver.
Oh, fantastic.
Kind of got even more steeped in the music scene doing that. Played in a lot of bands out there. And just kind of been immersed in the music scene on the Front Range. But kind of made a transition about 10, 11 years ago out of there. And just kind of felt called back to Western Colorado. Kind of dropped everything, took a job transfer out here, and kind of just immersed myself more in kind of the wilderness aspect for quite a while. And then, you know, in the last 5-6 years, I just felt really called back into making music and just had to do it, and kind of been building a solo project, Hetty Hooligan, since then, and really got a little more aggressive with it in the last year, and was able to open for some good acts at Taka and various places throughout the valley, and just really been enjoying that and wanted to build off that and the excitement I've been getting in that project.
That's so cool. And to bring the different genres that you're exposed to, and the like much like more just versatile and diverse like music scene in Denver and on the Front Range, and bringing that back maybe to Carbondale a bit, where and in the valley, where often like historically, you know, we've seen a lot of bluegrass and local bands like that. And has your choice in genres developed like since you were a kid, or your preferences in music?
Sure. I mean, I always had a strong appreciation and love of jazz, played in jazz bands in middle school and high school. And then that kind of transferred into kind of jazz, experimental jazz, into instrumental hip hop, kind of like what Brendan produces. I'd really just started falling in love with that kind of music, like J Dilla, Madlib, MF Doom. Went down all those avenues in my early 20s, and just my love for that's only gotten deeper, you know, as I gotten older. So that's really kind of my first love in music. But that's not really what comes out when I do produce music. I sometimes seek that out when I'm going into writing songs, but I essentially kind of make music to play so I can play my guitar, and I love playing electric guitar, and the beats and everything kind of comes secondary to that. So, you know, I set out to kind of be a producer, but I know kind of deep down I'm more of just a guitar player. but, you know, being my own band, creating all the bass lines, all the drum lines, all the keys and everything, I've really been forced to challenge myself into making, you know, full-on produced beats, and being the solo member, it really challenges me, and I think makes me better.
Yeah, awesome. It's yeah. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And Mark rips, by the way, on the guitar. Like, that should be stated. He is a force,
thanks.
Man.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
I regret to say that I haven't been to a show, but I've heard that from a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And particularly your shows at the con. I've seen your name, Hetty Hooligan, frequently. And also have heard your show before. Have you, on KDNK, do you ever incorporate some of your own music onto your radio show?
Yeah, I wish I'd gotten as creative as what Brendan does and throw it in some of the background. I haven't done that. I've my show's late, so I get a little more freedom, and I've brought in my guitar pedal board, and I use a program called Ableton Live to sequence all my instruments. So I'll bring the trigger pad for Ableton in my laptop in here every once in a while, and just plug into the board two channels and do kind of a live improv set, maybe some other rehearsed songs as well. I don't do it a lot, but every couple of months I'll get the urge. So stay tuned to Beat Garden.
Absolutely. What is your slot in the week?
It's Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Okay, that's right. Coming up tonight.
Bi-weekly. Yeah, and that's tonight at 11.
So tonight and then every other week thereafter, listeners. Awesome. And then Sarah, DJ Serenade.
Yo.
Where did your inspiration for music come from? Was that something that, developed as a kid or...
Sure, yeah, it definitely developed as a kid. My parents, shout out to L-Dog and Steve listening.
I love that.
L-Dog, okay. L-Dog is Linda, but I've called her L-Dog since middle school on.
So she's very supportive.
They've really pushed, they're very, and just like my show and music in general, very like genre fluid, I guess you'd say. Yeah. But very big, like, Talking Heads fans too. So like, I grew up with that, which is huge. And, I'm from Minnesota, so Prince was always huge.
Awesome.
They just went to a Broadway, almost Broadway musical. It's just going to and around right now in Minneapolis. Anyway, and then it's going to go to Broadway called Purple Rain. So, I'm excited to hear that because that was last night about their take. And then I think they went to Steely Dan or Dan Costello on Monday. I forget. Anyway, shouts to you guys. Anyway, this is about me, Mom.
L-Dog.
So I, dropped out of college when I was, 19. I moved to Minneapolis, and Minneapolis has a very big underground hip-hop scene. Rhymesayers and, like, Atmosphere and Brother Ali and, Doomtree are out of there.
Okay.
So that was a very huge musical influence to me. I'm just a lover. Like, I grew up playing trumpet, but, like, it was never, like, my passion. Mm-hmm. My passion was the community space and everything that was involved in shows, like, and the music, of course, too, came second almost. Like, it was more, and it always is more community space for me, and making connections and being really excited about music with other people, and then going to the shows and then, connecting with the music and everything, musicians. But when I was 19, I was doing promotional work, just like street team for a Stop House group. And that's who Prof is on, and his label, and a lot of others, but that's Prof, P-R-O-F. Check him out. That's his label. And I started doing that. And then, I came here, and just came to Vail, and then became a I just did what I needed to do, and I was a snowboarder, and I just kept music in the background. Mm-hmm. And then when I met my husband Mark in 2015, we just like hit it off so great, crazy, and we just started to go to shows and going to Denver a lot, because there isn't like big music scenes right out there. There's not even like a big venue other than what's the one in Avon, Villar.
An agave.
An agave, yeah. But so we would do that. But we would go to. We really follow STS9 around the country, and I guess. And then with this, like, it's been 10 years, and I was like, wow, what am I doing? What is my passion? What's my role in this? In music, because mm-hmm. there is a role for me, and that's why we started McMission Presents. This is me and my husband creating space for people and creating community and bringing people out of their basements to really, bring people and artists together and to hear amazing, incredible music and start a scene and start. Mm-hmm. Start that and offer free events or donation-based events so we can keep doing this kind of thing. As a promoter and a lover of music and creating space and community, that's kind of my role in McMission Presents.
That is fantastic. I love that. And that was also a quote in Mickey's article, to bring artists out of their basements, local artists out of their basements, like Brendan.
Yeah. We just had our first installment of the Vibe Social, we're calling it. And it's just bringing around to different businesses and everything. Sorry if you're going to touch on this, but like, Like, I had 5 different artists out of 10 that were like, whoa, thanks for doing this. I've never done this out, you know, in the public. I've never heard it out of my headphones. Like, and we had my friend Brady, shout out to him, his Void system there, which is like top of the line audio system. So they could hear their music very, very well. So that was like super exciting and like really just like, oh, my heart. Like, yeah. This is so cool. And you guys are amazing. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Let's get you shows. Let's do this together.
Well, and it sounds like with your background, it very much aligns with McMission's mm-hmm. mission.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Just promote music promotion and creating connection through music.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes where, yeah, people are listening to these beats because they're not locally available, at least in like a in-person venue setting.
Mm-hmm,
you're
sure.
listening to on your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these artists that you mentioned I've heard of, but I certainly haven't had the access to them here in the Valley.
No.
That, you know, and knowing that there's also people in the Valley doing this kind of music. Yeah. I didn't really know that until I met Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, it's like same. Once we, yeah. it's like we rattled the bush and then all these people came
it was wild
stumbling out of the bush.
Yeah. We had conversations when we first talked about the Vibe Social. It was, you know, Brett, Mark, and I were like, are we going to be the only three who play? I mean, we'll just, you know, that'll work. And then we kind of put the bat signal out, and next thing we know, there's like 10 folks. Who
to turn people down.
You know? Yeah.
It's like, okay, I guess we'll have to do another one and another one because this, it really worked, and it was really exciting.
And I used to organize events very similar to this in Denver, and so it was cool to see that this could exist here. Because in the city, when there's a more active music scene and hip hop is, you know, a little bit more prominent electronic music, it made sense that there was, you know, heads who wanted to come out and play and share music. Up here, I didn't really know what was going to come of it, and we were pleasantly surprised.
Jaw dropped.
Yeah.
For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program. We are speaking with the McMission Presents LLC team, a local and fresh musical artist promotion and booking company, particularly for electronic and mixed
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm.
So could you tell me how has it been going with since you guys launched in August, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And you've had a Vibe Social since then. And how has outreach been going and getting your brand out there, other than the article in the Sun and...
Sure. Yeah, I mean, up until the Vibe Social a few weeks ago, it had been a little bit of more concentrated events, you know, primarily myself and one or two other people, primarily me, Brendan, and Brett, Dank Cilantro, then we kind of conceived, and we've gotten a great response from those shows. We did one over in Dillon, me and Brendan, for an after party for Flamingosis.
And Dirtwire and Floozies, their shows.
Did an after party there, and that was a great turnout, and made some awesome connections from all over the state.
Yeah.
And as well as Paonia, and then Carbondale.
Yeah, it's been really, like, I don't want to say easy because it's a lot of work, you know, building a company off the ground, especially just two of us. Well, with the help of you guys too. But it's just been a little bit easier because we have people like KDNK, we have the Soper Sun, we have these beautiful connections within our community, and people know about us because our background and what we're about, you know, like we are helping Carbondale Arts. We're volunteering our time, you know, we're having this connection. So like, it's been a little bit easier to start, and it's very like heartfelt because all these people are like, okay, what can we do for you? You know? And that's really like what it's all about, you know?
Yeah. It's really astonishing how supportive this community, this town, this valley is, and just how much it was wanted as well. And I think the Vibe Social Beatmaker Showcase was a huge indicator of that.
That people wanted it. Yeah.
It was like, wow, this is something that's going really well, and people really want this and want to be a part of something like this. And that, I think that was kind of the most recent kind of epiphany and acknowledgement, like Sarah said, when we saw some of these guys playing this music that never seen the light of day and it just popping off. It was like, that's magic. That's music in magical form, or magic in musical form.
And having read the article, you guys kind of touched on the difference between personal creation and bringing that into a community. And like, as you've spoken on, like getting into jazz scenes, like at a younger age, like, can you talk a little bit about like the differences and the transformations between, you know, the fulfillment through personal creation versus bring that out into a community and being able to connect and express in that kind of way?
Good question.
I mean, to me, I mean, Sarah's the community cultivator magician there. Yeah, Brett was calling her Professor X from the X-Men because, you know, he summons his X-Men. Yeah. And that's Sarah.
Then we got a team going, and we're rolling out. And we're
X-Men
killing
assembled.
The bad guys. That's awesome. And I will totally take that name. I just got to shave my head, I guess.
But yeah. That's daring, but bold, and shows a lot of dedication.
But yeah, to answer, I mean, my thought on it, it's somewhat new. I think I am still learning to embrace that, and I was just so surprised. And I think Sarah is, you know, opening my mind and my heart to that, of how important community is and what they can do for you, and this community in particular. But I think it's been, it's helped a lot for sure. Versus, I look back on my time trying to, you know, build a band in Denver, and it's like, you know, swimming against the tide versus swimming with the tide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like to get into some events that are coming up, because I know you guys have a lot coming up, they're getting a lot of artists out there.
Yeah.
One thing, though, first, are you recruiting new artists, or it sounds like...
Oh, my gosh, always, yeah. Okay. As much as I can, like, you know, I've been in talks, and it's not just, like, DJs and producers. Like, we want to open this up to everyone and help everyone when I can and when we have the time commitment, because... Yeah. You know, we're a small company right now, but, like, I've been talking with, you know, musicians all up and down the valley. So don't be limited. I'll reach out, and I'll see what I can do. And even if we can do promotional work for you, and, you know, that's easy enough, too. Not, you know, so, yeah.
Great. And it's the best way for people to reach out, and I'll give this handle again at the end, but it's that Instagram, or how so?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer, I'm an email freak. I love my Google Calendar, but shouts, I guess. I don't know why I'm promoting Google.
you're the organizer, clearly.
Yeah. But you can DM us on just our Instagram handle is McMission Presents, or you can feel free to reach out to our email that's posted on there too. It's just McMissionPresents@gmail.com, or like, you know, see me and say what's up.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, could you tell us about some upcoming shows that we can look forward to?
So tomorrow, Friday the 24th, Hetty Hooligan and our friend Pedro DeWalrus, they will be spinning from 7 to 10, and Mark's going to be playing. And that's during the zombie pub crawl. And so shouts out to Hierarchy Harm Reduction for putting that together. Muggsy, love you, girl. It'll start out at 7 right at El Dorado, we'll be playing. And then it's going to go, you'll get your punch pass there, and then it's going to go up and down the streets and, you know, into the bars and do the crawls.
Cool. So you'll be with the zombie crawl also performing.
Yeah, he's cool. Going to be performing as a zombie.
Hetty
Zombify. Yeah. Awesome. Hideous Hoodlum is also an alter ego of Mark. So, yeah.
The zombie.
Yeah, given. Thanks, Scarlett. Anyways, and then the 31st at El Dorado as well, I have Dave Kadama, a.k.a. Kid Knowledge, and Ben Cummings. That's DJ Benny. And they will be spinning for Halloween from 9 to midnight. So costume party, dress up, get it going. let's see, on the 7th, first Friday of November, we are doing an album release party for the Caper Club, and that's Dank Cilantro's new album that he's dropping. So come and join that, and we'll have, it's kind of a McMission Presents Artists. So we'll have Jared O.S. and Hetty Hooligan as well, but the main focus is going to be that album release party. That is, I'm so stoked to hear it all. We've gotten some tidbits of it already.
And that's the Caper Club, is that?
Caper Club, yeah. Okay. And that's Dia de los Muertos. So come out, support your community there, do First Friday, do all the good, you know, that's always one of my favorite parades, I guess.
And that's at the tattoo shop, right?
That is actually at Beer Works.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yo, so cool. From Beer Works from 8 to 11 on First Friday.
Okay.
Is that event.
Cool.
And then the next day we're doing the Vibe Social at Pico's Casa, and that's in Glenwood Springs. The address is on there. We're going to have actually Brady's and Natalie's house, our homies, and he has his Void System there, and we have 10 different artists, and that's the Vibe Social. And then on the 22nd, Hetty Hooligan's opening for the Magic Beans at TRTC with the El Dorado Cats and TRTC, and then that's the Pink to Black. So check that out.
That's the first one. The next round of Pink to Black.
Yep. Yeah. And awesome. Then this is new, unreleased. You've heard it here first, folks. But on the 23rd, that Sunday, we're having our first ever Sober Sunday session. And that's going to be at Craft Wellness in Basalt. This is kid-friendly, donation-based. We're going to do kind of a McMission artist, all the three boys, Hetty Hooligan, Dank Cilantro, and Jared O.S. on there. And it's going to be 11:30 to 2:30. And we're going to have like a juice vendor there. And it's really just like, what I would want to do with that installation is, you know, make it comfortable for everyone and, you know, get the stigma and status quo out of being like, when you're at a venue, you have to have alcohol. It's always there. And like, I'm so sick of that personally.
There's such a strong recovery community here. Too,
exactly.
In Charlie, so.
Yeah. And like, that's like, we have fun and I want it to be about the artists and not about, you know, killing the vibe. So
Right. Yeah.
And have everyone fully engaged. So awesome. Yeah, check us out at McMission Presents. And then I'm going to start. Anyway, cool. We're busy.
Imagine we'll see a website.
Lots more to come.
Yeah, our website will come
in the future.
We're in building that.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we can get
Facebook
that
or Instagram. Follow us along.
Cool.
And thanks for your time.
Thank you guys so much.
Music's coming in.
You could hear the music coming
in. It's coming in. That was quick.
Right. Folks, get out there. Check out McMission Presents. Mm-hmm. Again, you can find them on Instagram and Facebook for the time being. And all of you music mixers and hiding out in your basements, know that there's a space for you.
Yeah,
Come through. Hope to see you in the crowd sometime. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Come share what you got.
Well, thank you to the three of you for joining us today on Everything Under the Sun.
Thank you, James.
And, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we'll see you at the next show.
All right, thank you. Much love. Get it.
Much love.
Much love.